This is Twit.
All right, so when I was a kid, my mother bought something called a toast type, way before your time. It was invented, I believe, in 49 and sold through the 50s.
A toast type?
And then a little background before I show you the video is that two sisters who lived in Chicago also remembered the toast type. And they thought, let's look into the toast type and see what's happening with it. And they found out that not only had the company gone out of business, but the patents had expired.
Wow. Wait, okay, wait. Should we explain what this is?
Yeah. You'll see in the video what it is and does.
Good.
It's a way to make – today we make paninis. Back in the 50s, we made toast tight sandwiches. And so we'll show you the video, and you'll get the whole story.
Okay.
Dick DeBartolo, the Mass Madness writer in the Gizwiz. Welcome to Dick's Gadget with the toast tight grill.
Is that what they did the box, or were they trying to?
They redid the boxes.
A replica of the original 1949 toast tight grill. But someone resurrected them.
Wow.
And they are for sale. You can buy them
that's
like
a fancy
Bed
hat.
And Beyond.
Isn't that neat?
And I'm going to cook with one, as you can see by my special chef's hat. Now, when I was a kid, this came out in 1949 and sold all through the 50s. So, I guess like the mid, Madonna.
I was powering to make that joke.
So my mother bought one of these, and she used to smack me with it. And then I said, Ma, you can make pies with that.
You can make sandwiches out of that.
She said, let's do that instead. And that's what we're going to do. And the company says that you make little mini pies that are browned on the outside, sealed around the edges. The filling doesn't drop out the back when you bite the front. The question is, when you bite the front, does the filling sneak out the back? Anyway, we're going to do it. So you can use butter. You can use Pam. WD-40. No WD-40. We're going to use Pam original. And you just give it a spritz. Whoops. Okay. Then you get bread. You know, you need to get the biggest loaves of bread you can.
Yeah, those look like
not in
large circles.
The biggest
yes,
slice
exactly.
of bread.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So I just bought this, and what was it? Do you know where the label is?
Arnold Country Style.
Arnold Country Style White. So it doesn't. It's probably not going to be leak proof because it doesn't. I already broke.
Stretch it out.
It's best if you can find circular
bread on aisle one. So it's not going to seal completely. So if you get like Wonder Bread, some of the other breads that are bigger than this.
But, or circular bread.
Going to make a pretty good sandwich.
They make circular bread?
No.
Okay, then we're going to put a little mayo on each side of the bread. Spritz there, spritz there. And we just do it. Bum, 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 bum.
This
we're
going like
to make a good sandwich. There, that. And we're going to do turkey
like
and Swiss.
Thing.
So we're going to take a little.
We did turkey and Swiss, and we made it another one because we actually had them for dinner. And on the second one, I did mayo on one side, mustard on the other. So it was like a Dijon.
On the same side? All right, sorry.
So then you can put almost anything you have around.
50 years.
For the film.
Okay.
So I'm using shredded turkey and Swiss.
Oh, okay. All right. You can see Dennis.
And this is kind of neat.
Close it over and lock it.
And there's a lock
on
the back?
You know what? You don't even have to run a knife around it. Oh, look at that. It actually cut the bread. Whoa. Then a medium flame.
Now you throw this on
says, turkey and Swiss and sounds like a meeting at the UN.
On each side. So let me. Well, you know what? We're going to let it run, and I can edit this if it's too terrible.
So you do it on the stove.
And let me go to stove.
Or maybe actually make perhaps a fire if you're camping.
A fire. They make a long-handled version if you're going to do it at campfires.
Got it.
We're going to do this for a minute. So I can tell you, Bed Bath & Beyond has it. $30, $29.95. But they're cheaper on Amazon, and they're Amazon Prime.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's it's almost the end of July. Amazon seems to change the prices like daily. But when I checked today, like July 28th, I think, it was $24.66.
And the current
with
price
free shipping if you're an Amazon
Prime. It changed
Prime
again,
is
right?
$23.79.
That's, halfway through. Ladies and gentlemen. Direct from the stove. Let's see. So now we did that side. So before we pop it out, let's... Oh,
pretty.
All right. I'm burning the hair.
Yes, that is Dennis in the mirror doing the video. Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
The cheese melted through the turkey. It looks pretty good.
Pretty neat,
it?
Eh?
There you go. Toast tight.
You spoon.
From 1949, available again. I got mine at Zabar's. I think I paid $30 for it, $29.95. But best place right now, Amazon, $24.66. And we're going to stop and we're going to make a berry pie, and we'll edit that in at the end so you can see what the berry pie looks like. Okay? Back in a very short time. The chef is back.
And it was really only
60
seconds?
Time.
Yeah, it's a minute on each side.
So now we're
and this is my berry pie.
With the blueberry pie.
And it's also just white bread.
I used Comstock filling. You know, you can buy pie filling in a can.
Bread. Turn it over. Turn up the gas. Yeah, let's stop setting my arm on fire here. And the berries seemed awfully watery to me, so this is probably not going to be my finest work. But, you know, it's not bad. I think kids would still love this.
Yeah, it looks good.
Actually, this looks great. You know what?
With some sugar.
I think some sprinkled sugar on it, a little powdered sugar. Oh, the one thing to remember is this gets super hot. So, you know, keep it away from the
almost
kids,
like a flame.
And Charlie Dog. I'll just show you how hot it is. I'm just going to. Okay.
Wow.
Can you believe me? That's how hot it is. So be very careful with it. Okay, toast tight. Get your orders in now. Get your hotsy-totsy, toasty-hotsy. The DiBartolo Mad's Maddest Writer, Chef, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater. Here on Twit. Bye.
That's really cool. And on the Amazon page, they have grilled cheese.
Yes. And you know what? There's one thing I want to make is, it's great, is they said take waffles instead of bread.
Oh, like Eggo
waffles?
Then
and then you could put the berry filling in the middle of it and then make a waffle sandwich with berries.
Wow. This is an interesting little product, and it only takes 2 minutes. That's pretty interesting.